Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition 2190 and it was recorded on Thursday the 29th of September 2022. And this week it's a welcome from me, Gaynor Lord, and I am joined by James McGarry. Today we have our usual mix of items, news about the city and some letters to the evening news and a feature which touches on the not-so-savoury issue of the history of the method of disposal of the sewage in the city. Then we have some new listeners, so it's a warm welcome to Mrs Susan Clissold of Helsden, Mr Alan Burrows of Spryston, Miss Carol Reel of Norwich and Mrs Brenda Horsley of Spryston. We hope you enjoy listening. Now, I'll hand you over to James for a couple of things to mention before we embark on our usual news items.
Hello. It is likely that this edition will not reach you until next Tuesday or Wednesday. There is a postal strike on Friday the 30th and Saturday the 1st, but unfortunately, we did not know about it when last week's edition was sent out, so we were not able to warn you. Apologies, but sadly late delivery is out of our control. Hopefully, you will enjoy today's edition nonetheless. Secondly, we have a special guest today. Francis Redwood of Archant is with us to see how we produce the recording, and he will introduce the first set of news items we have today. Then, I believe, he will be writing a newspaper article about Chatterbox. So here is Francis with our first batch of news items.
Hello, I'm delighted to be here at Chatterbox today, and I'll introduce the first batch of news items taken from the evening news this week. It's good to hear from a survey that Norwich is one of the best places to live, but we cannot avoid other news such as hotels in the city being brought in to use to house refugees, savings required to Norwich County Council finances, and the move of two councils to the Broadland Business Park. But let's start with that survey. With its wide skies and rich heritage, it is no surprise that Norfolk has been named one of the best places to live in the UK. The country ranked 9th in the list, which was compiled by property company Home Views. It scored a rating of 4.58 based on reviews from thousands of people living in new developments across the UK. New residents praised the mix of countryside living alongside easy access to thriving towns and the city of Norwich.
Prominent hotels on the edge of the city will become temporary homes for refugees and people seeking asylum. Proposals have been made by the Home Office for additional hotels in Norfolk, including the Holiday Inn Express in Drayton High Road, Helsden and the Best Western Brook Hotel in Beaufort. It is proposed for them to be used for the purpose for asylum contingency accommodation. According to information passed to South Norfolk Council's elected member by its officers, a spokesman for the council said, "The Home Office has taken all rooms in the hotel and the arrangements have already started. The council's community team and the council's community connectors will work with our local people to help resolve any concerns." Once the asylum process has been completed, our housing teams will be available to help those who wish to stay in the area. It is understood people will move on to other accommodation. Mike Sands, Labour City Councillor for Beaufort, said, "We have got a lot of refugees who desperately need help. I know this will generate some consternation in certain elements of the community, but we have a duty to assist refugees. Norwich has a history of welcoming people. It is a humanitarian issue and we cannot abandon refugees."
A warning has been issued that the £60 million funding gap at Norfolk County Council will grow wider as council bosses reveal a further £19.5 million of proposed cuts and savings. Bosses at the Conservative-controlled council said there is a significant risk the authority will have to consider cuts to service levels, while jobs at the authority are also at risk. The council needs to save £60 million in 2023 and 2024 as part of efforts to plug the £116 million gap by 2027.
A multi-million pound deal which has seen two Norfolk councils buy their new headquarters from Aviva has gone through, but the precise price paid has still not been revealed. Broadland and South Norfolk councils have completed the deal to buy the Horizon building at Broadland Business Park, having agreed to purchase it in May. The council has confirmed on Friday that hundreds of staff from the two councils will leave their current office to move into the new building early next year. Council leaders say the switch will save a significant amount of money in capital and revenue spending. They say the money saved can be reinvested to improve council services and keep council taxes low. Officers said the move would bring about an 84% reduction in energy costs compared to running the two existing buildings, which are likely to be sold off. Councillors at both authorities had questioned the need for the switch and whether the figure for the purchase, which had been discussed behind closed doors, stacked up. The councils have said commercial reasons means they cannot yet disclose what they have paid for the property, which Aviva staff moved out of in 2021.
Traffic can once again pass through a busy city road after 4 months of engineering work came to an end. St Stephen's Road and the surrounding areas have seen road closures and traffic control measures since June, causing disruption to travel in Norwich. The project, which is part of the £32 million Transforming Cities Fund, was due to be completed by the end of August, but it took a month longer than expected after complications arose installing underground cabling and a new zebra crossing. Council leaders say the work will encourage more people to ditch their cars by creating more pedestrian and cycle-friendly routes. Councillor Martin Wilby, Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure at Norfolk County Council, said, "St Stephen's Road is an important route for people walking from the city centre to City College and beyond. The completion of the improvement work in this area will make it much easier for those walking and cycling while providing a safer and more welcoming environment for those crossing the road junctions."